that your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child
is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation?
Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the
better now. I've been told I don't need one of these, by the way. That's what the rumor around my house. So I do have some scripture, and I want us to the end. So let's do stand as we read our scripture right here. And I didn't give it to the guys, but in the book of Ruth, let's read, we're going to go in chapter 1, and let's start in verse 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. But where thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught put death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left, speaking into her. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day. And we thank you. I'm in awe. I'm in awe of you, God. I'm in awe of what you do around here. Lord, I know they put the word youth pastor next to my name, but it's these kids. It's this congregation. And most importantly, it's you. It's you, God. You brought those kids up here. You gave them the words to say, but more important, you gave them the confidence to believe in you, and you take care of the rest, and we're just so thankful for that. As we think about this for just a minute today, God, let us think about the decisions we make in our lives and be cognizant of the fact that we have to make decisions, Lord. So give us just a minute to preach your word, Lord, and we thank you for everything that's already been said. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. On the trip, we did have two sessions, and I did talk about confidence. What I do, not only being a youth pastor here, but being the FCA guy and being around the sports and everything. Y'all need to understand this. You as parents, you as a congregation, me as a youth pastor and a parent, these folks go through a lot right back here, okay? They go through a lot. And it's not like it was when we were growing up. For all you here that didn't grow up with a cell phone and didn't grow up with some of the distractions they did, what they go through trying to be the perfect student, trying to be the perfect athlete, singer, dancer, whatever it is they're trying to be, artist, trying to please all of us, trying to have friends, there's a lot of pressure on them, okay? There's a lot of pressure on them. And then we throw into the mix cell phones and everything that comes along with that, and there's a lot that they have to deal with. And we talked about that confidence this weekend because I see a lot of them having a lack of confidence. But it's not confidence in the world and what it has to offer. I want them to know, as long as they have confidence in the God who made them, that's what matters, okay? Because here's the reality. We're all going to face things, right? Nobody's immune to facing trials and tribulations. So we got to figure out where we're going to put our confidence in. And I want to tell you real quick what I told them this weekend. You need to remember who made you, okay? You need to remember that when Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross and could see you, even before that, even before the dawn of time, he specifically knew who he wanted Pastor Dave to be. He specifically knew who he wanted Tommy Joe to be, who he wanted Ashley to be, okay? And he crafted you, and he made you perfect for just exactly who you are. And then what happens? The devil comes out, and he starts throwing that doubt at you. Doubt, 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 doubt. You're no good at your job. You're not pretty enough. You don't belong in that crowd. Hey, and I think if we were all telling the truth and we were all on the youth trip, and by the way, I'll have you all, but you can't fit in the house. There's too many of you, okay? Because this barely fit in the house this weekend, all right? But the reality is we need to get a dose of that too, and we need to remember who made us. Jesus Christ made you. He formed you. He gave you your personality. He gave you exactly what you have to use for him. And then he went to the cross and he died to save you. All right? We need to remember that. So we had four people come up here and speak this morning. Anybody here that doesn't normally speak in a crowd ever had to speak in front of a crowd before? It's tough, okay? When you're not used to doing that, and your youth pastor comes by and you're sitting there acting like an idiot on the couch throwing marshmallows at another guy, you know? And he says, hey, you're speaking, you know? Or these young ladies. What happened right there is they had to make a decision. They had to make a decision on what they were going to do. I asked them to speak. God gave them the words, but from those seats to this podium, they had to make a decision. They had to decide if they were actually going to do it or if they were not going to do it. And when they got up here, if words were actually going to come out of their mouths or words were not going to come out of their mouths, they had to make a decision. And the one thing I was talking to them about going along with confidence is what I want to talk to you about today to close us out, okay? Listen, we have to make a decision. Yeah. It's not enough that God came and sent his son Jesus. It's not enough, and we're about to celebrate Jesus being born in a manger. That's not enough. It's not enough that he went ahead and grew up, okay, and felt everything we feel. He felt all the trials, all the tribulations, all the pain, all the heartache, all the great things, all the bad things. That wasn't enough. It wasn't enough that he allowed himself to go to the cross. It wasn't enough that he raised himself out of that grave and went to the right hand of the Father. Because, see, there comes a point in our lives where we have to make some decisions. Are we going to get up and make it to the podium or not? And you know what? We always challenge these folks. And by the way, they don't like to sing that much either. And if you heard, if you listen real close to the back row, you will know why. They're not good back there, okay? Woo! I told Coop he's going to have to carry that back row back there, okay? All right? Well, Justin, you were kind. No, you weren't. I heard you. No, you weren't. No, no. They're, hey, but you know what it is? They made a decision. They made a decision to jump all in and come on the trip this weekend. They made a decision to come over here and sing for the Lord and it be about something bigger than them, okay? It's all about a decision. And we challenge these guys all the time. We challenge these youth all the time. When I go up there and talk to those football teams and basketball teams and baseball teams and soccer teams, I challenge them. I challenge them to live their faith out there on the field and take this Bible when they go somewhere. Well, who's challenging us? Because if all we're ever going to challenge is these folks, we need to be challenged too. That's what God told me this weekend. Hey, big boy, you're challenging everybody else. I think you need to go in there and get that mirror out, and I think you need to look at yourself, and you need to challenge yourself. Because you know what? You need to make a decision to continue to step up. You need to make a decision to talk about Jesus at work. You need to make a decision, even when you're tired, to still get up and go do what you need to do for the kingdom of God. We need to make some decisions. We ask them to make decisions all the time. We need to make some decisions. How are we going to do this thing? And it brought me to these verses over here. Now, we've got this story of Ruth. If you've never read the book of Ruth, you need to go read the book of Ruth, okay? Incredible story in the Bible. But to set it up real quick is, you know, Ruth was a daughter-in-law of Naomi. Naomi's husband dies. Her two sons die. She looked at Ruth and her other daughter-in-law and said, hey, I'm not going to marry again. You two, you can still have children. Y'all go on. Go back to your homes. Go back to your lands. Go back to your gods, but I'm going to go to my God. Wow. At that moment, Ruth had that decision to make. She had a decision to make. Nobody would have faulted Ruth if Ruth said, okay, you're right. Nobody faulted the other daughter-in-law, okay? Nobody faulted her. She said, she kissed her, said, hey, I'm out of here. I'm going back home. There was that moment, though. There was that moment. The reason I wanted these kids to share their testimony, because every one of those kids, at that moment of their testimony, there was a moment right there where they had to make a decision. Shy, you know, I can't imagine what Shy was going through that night down that bunkhouse over there at the beach, okay? Because Shai had already declared that she thought she'd been saved. It would have been real easy for Shai to just go on through life saying, well, you know what? No, I'm saved. No, I don't. I feel like I'm not saved, but you know what? If I go up there, I mean, everybody's going to think that I lied. I mean, I remember her telling me that night. And by the way, she said 11 o'clock. I've never known a youth to go, right, huh, 11 o'clock. I think you just get started at 11 o'clock. I think it's about 1 o'clock, Shy, okay? A.M., right, Brother Tim? It was early in the morning. So, but think about that. Think about that moment right there. And I think about Ruth in this moment right here. Ruth had a decision that she had to make. Shy had a decision she had to make. Andrew had a decision she had to make. Abby had a decision she had to make, okay? Hadley had a decision they had to make. And today, I think we need to make some decisions. Ruth, she said, and said, behold, thy sister-in-law has gone back unto her people and to her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And that was the moment right there, that moment. Naomi's saying, go on. Everybody else has already done, she's already gone, you go. And that moment of conviction hit her. And in that moment of conviction, she made this decision. She said, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from falling after thee. From whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. You may have been their age, and you may have been faced with making that decision about salvation, and you've made it. You may be here today, and you may not actually know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You may be sitting here right now, and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. As hard as it was for those four people to come up here today, I'm glad they did, because even that nervousness they had coming up here, they know, because they made that decision like Ruth did years ago. They know without the shadow of a doubt that one day they're going to heaven and that Jesus Christ has saved their soul. I hope today you've made that decision. But today, I hope if you've not made that decision, that the inspiration you saw right here by some young people deciding to make a move, okay? When Andrew come around that corner, his knee was shaking so bad I could hear him coming around the corner. But you know what he did? He didn't let it stop him. Shy come up here with those words. She didn't let it stop her. Abby got up here to say those words. She didn't let it stop her. Because what God wanted was more important than what they wanted. What God wanted for Ruth was more important than what Ruth wanted. So if you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, I challenge them to make that decision all the time. I challenge you today to make that decision. When we stand up right here in a second, and if you don't know Jesus, you just go ahead and run up here anytime you want. You don't even have to ever worry about that, okay? But if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you make that decision today, okay? Now, what if you do know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior already? Whatever one of those kids always end up saying, I got saved, and then the trouble came. Where are you at with Jesus Christ today? Where's your confidence at in Jesus Christ? You want to know why that I was preaching about confidence to those kids? Because mine was gone a month ago. My mother died. My daughter got married. My aunt died, who lived right by my mother. I wasn't getting to work like I was needing to work. I was unfocused. And I got my focus off of this right here, and I got it on all the things that were going on in my life. How are we going to do this? How are we going to bring Melanie's dad into our home? How are we going to get through mom dying? How are we going to get through my aunt dying? I'll be honest. Kelsey had to take the dog with her when she got married. That wasn't that bad, okay? So her and the dog both. I sold her. I broke her bed and her plate, so she had to go, you know. But how are we gonna manage all this? And you know what? I started focusing on all the problems I had and not the one solution I have. You ever get there as an adult? You ever get overrun with all the problems? And we start focusing on all the problems and we forget about the solution. You ever been there? Man, I was there the other day. And I thought, golly, if I'm there and I don't even deal with half the stuff these folks have to deal with up here on the stage, then we need to talk about confidence. And I needed to get my confidence back into God. And you know what? He said it to me. And I began to pray more and I began to read more. And I got in this word and I said, well, I don't have an answer for that. He said, okay, get in there. I'll give you one. And he gave me one. Then he gave me another. And then he gave me another answered prayer. And then I prayed again. He gave me another answered prayer. And then I'm driving home, and I'm not worrying about the numbers. I'm not worried about what we're going to do here and what we're going to do there. I got my hand in the air at the red light, and I'm praising God and saying, hey, I know you're going to take care of it. And he takes care of it. Where are you at today? Are you saved, but is the world just, are the problems bigger than the God you face today? Have you made them that way? Make a decision. Make a decision to come up here on this old-fashioned altar right here in a minute and take some time with God. Make a decision right there where you sit to pray about the things going on in your life. Make a decision to step out for Jesus Christ. And why, you know, I told them, why is it so important that we have confidence in God? You know what? And Chris kind of answered that question actually in the next one. But for me, you know what it is? I asked them this last night. I said, if you all had the cure for cancer, what would you do with it? If one of them had the knowledge of the cure for cancer, what would they do with it? By the way, Chris ain't here, so I'm going to say it. Chris said, I'd sell it. You know, I know. What did we say? Well, if we had the cure for cancer, what would we do? We'd tell everybody. We'd run up and down the streets. We'd go to every doctor. We'd tell everybody. Well, what if we had the cure for eternal life? What if we had something that we could tell people that would be the difference in them living in heaven the rest of their lives or living in hell the rest of their lives? What if we... Oh, wait a minute. We do.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You know what? We need to make some more decisions because this place needs to be sitting full every Sunday morning because we've got something to tell people that is the difference between them living in hell and living in heaven the rest of their lives. And we know it and we've got it and we can share it with them. We got to start making more decisions. We got to start making God more important than us. And when we start choosing to let that word out and make that march from the back of that choir loft up here to this podium and take whatever it is God's telling us to do, then more people are going to hear about Jesus and more people are going to get saved, and that's what it's all about. And that's why we have to have confidence in God, and that's why we got to make a decision today. You stand with me.